Shall to Mishnah by Shama Emrim by Shama said Ain Shorin Dayo Vasamanim Vakarshinin. One may not soak ink or dye or vetches. So ink is what they would take what they used to make ink out of and soak it in water, and that would make the water go coloured. So too with dye. And vetches was a type of legume that they would feed to the cattle, but they would only feed it to the cattle after they soaked it. They had to soak it to make it edible for the cattle. And says by Shama, you can't soak these things on a Friday afternoon, unless there was enough time on Friday afternoon to finish the soaking process. And why? What's going on? It's a famous, Beis Hillel Matirin, but Beis Hillel allowed you to do this. So this is a famous argument that Beis Shammai held that your utensils had to rest on Shabbos. Work couldn't even be done with your utensils on Shabbos, which Beis Hillel allowed. So Beis Shammai were worried that if you start this process, which of soaking, let's say, water and a product to make ink, this is the melacha of lisha, of kneading, right? And the kneading process will continue even without you involved. It's just going to continue to soak and work up into a mass. And that would be your utensils doing melacha even without your involvement. You set it in process, and now it carries on. And Beis Shammai say that you can't do that on Shabbos. Your utensils have to rest on Shabbos. But Beis Hillel, and this is the law for us, Beis Hillel didn't hold like that. Beis Hillel hold that your utensils can do work on Shabbos. And therefore, they did allow you to set the process in motion, and then on Shabbos it would like complete itself without you. Friday afternoon you start, and on Shabbos it finishes by itself. And that's allowed, say, Beis Hillel.